Mitchell King had a terrific day yesterday, Jimmy, with two winners on Perfect Pitch and Sedans, and she's been good enough to join us this morning. Rachel, good morning. Congratulations on both those winners yesterday. We had Gay Waterhouse on earlier, and the win on Sedans, Rachel, I think this is a mare we're going to hear a lot more about.
Morning, guys. Yeah, no, thank you. It was a great day, and I think definitely, like you said, Sedans has got a big future, and it's really exciting to see what she's going to be able to do next. Mm.
Yeah. A little bit different, the race pattern that we see out of the Waterhouse Bot stable with Sedans, and I guess you've got to do it on a horse-by-horse basis, Rachel.
Yes, definitely. Look, I know, obviously, majority of our horses do have this sort of jump and run tactics, and that's normally just because Gay likes them out of trouble and you know, no excuses. But this horse that we found, she's got a very, very good turn of foot, and if we can utilise that by just, you know, letting her begin in her own time and get where she wants to be, then it really shows at the end of the race.
Yeah, she's got that turn of foot you mentioned, Rachel, which is dynamic, and there's a really good race in her. What's her best distance, though, Rachel? And I ask that because last season Gay did try her out in an Oaks and a Derby in South Australia. So what do you think Sedans' best trips may be?
Yeah, like, I mean, I've won on her now. I won on her over a mile last preparation, 1,400, 1,500 this prep, and look, she was very strong when I won on her over a mile, actually, last prep. She actually beat Interlocutor and some good horses that day at Newcastle. So, like, I think a mile at the moment, like, to me, from my experience of riding her, it is very, you know, suits her very well. Obviously, she was still very competitive up over those longer trips over 2,000 metres. So, look, she's just very adaptable and amenable, you know, because of the way she races, and she does switch off so well early. She doesn't spend any petrol early, so she can always, you know, if you can just save that bit of fuel and use that turn of foot at the end.
Mm-hmm. So if we go from the professionalism and the class of Sedans, and we have a look at Pitch Perfect and think...
Or Perfect Pitch.
Perfect Pitch, yeah. Sorry. And think of all the things that that filly needs to learn.
It's a little bit... 2-year-old though, James.
Yeah, I understand that, Ray. I understand that. Jeez, you're forgiving, aren't you?
You're a hard man, James.
Rachel, what are your thoughts on what Perfect Pitch can get to once she figures out this racing caper?
Yeah, look, she's a really lovely filly, and I've actually had a bit of success on her half-sister, Lipizan, who I sort of started the association with, and that's why I ended up on this filly. And she's sort of given us the impression that she's going to be a little bit better, probably as a 3-year-old and up over a bit further. She definitely is doing her best work late, and like you said yesterday, she took a while to sort of work out what the whole racing game was about. She's a little bit green up the straight, but she's still got the job done, and I was sort of confident. I had a lot of horse under me. It was just persuading her to, you know, get it out of her and her actually race and hit the line, and she did, and I think she'll learn a lot from that first start. She learned a lot from her first to her second, and I think she'll improve again. So it'd be, I think the plan was before yesterday was sort of maybe to give her a little bit of a break. I'm not sure if that's still the same, but I think as a 3-year-old, you're probably going to see the best of her.
Yeah, I agree, Rachel. Rachel, you might not appreciate me bringing this up, but a quick check of the Apprentices' Premiership last night has Rachel King out there on 16 wins. You've skipped away to a handy little lead. I know we're only a quarter of the season in so far, but is a Premiership title a goal for Rachel King this season?
Definitely, yeah. I finished second in the Premiership last season, and I only started riding in the city sort of halfway through the season, so that was great. And I you know, really finished off the season strongly. So it's always been the plan to try and go for that win this year. And Gay and Adrian know that, and they're really behind me, and that's why they're, you know, throwing lots of support my way, and other trainers as well. You know, I'm getting a lot of support from big trainers, and it's definitely an aim, as this is my last year as an apprentice, but my time's up in August, so I definitely want to be able to go out with a Metro Premiership win.
Why would you not want to bring that up, Ray?
Oh, I put a pressure on her. She probably thinks, what is dumb journo bringing this up again? It's 4 months into the season, you know.
Rachel, it's up pressure. No problem with it. Now, we asked Gay Waterhouse, Rachel, about what your greatest asset was, what your greatest attribute as a jockey. What do you reckon she said?
I'm not sure.
She did say something, so don't worry.
You don't have to worry about this, Rachel. It's actually quite complimentary. So.
Now, of all the great things she talked about, and your pacing of the horses, your ability to go to the provincials and get your experience there, your hard work, your work ethic was the thing that she stated was your greatest attribute. Would you agree with her?
Well, I think I've learned from her, so I've
you'd need to work hard then, Rachel, to learn from Gay. Yeah.
I've been guided by Gay the whole way, and like she said, you know, we did it. We've tried to do it the right way, but working through the grades and riding on the winners in the country, and then working towards the provincial before progressing into the city. And I think that's very important. Like at the time, you know, even I can say I was getting a little bit frustrated because I was being offered good rides in the city, and I thought, oh, why can't I go? But it's definitely paid off now, and it obviously always pays to listen to someone like Gay of her experience. She knows what she's talking about, and I just try and do the right thing by her and try and be guided by her as much as possible. And I know if I put the work in at home and, you know, show that I'm willing to work hard, she'll reward me with, you know, these nice rides in the city on a Saturday.
Well, the partnership's certainly working really well at the moment. Rachel, just a quick one. Kabeza Devaka, I understand he pulled up with a slight issue after yesterday's race.
Yes, yeah. They said he did just pull up a little bit sore. Just felt to me like he didn't really handle the track at all. I know he's had sort of some wet track form, but just, I think, the shiftiness of the track, he felt like he just couldn't really get traction properly, and he dipped and dived a couple of times. And so I'd say, you know, he might just be a little bit sore from that, but hopefully it's nothing major, and he can, you know, have a little break and see where he goes from there, because he was obviously a horse with a lot of progression. And I don't think it is anything too major. And hopefully he'll be back to fine form soon.
Speaking of fine form, that's what you're in at the moment. Congratulations on that. Congratulations on the two winners yesterday, Rachel. And
thank you.
Always great to chat on a Sunday morning.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rachel.